with this exercise's Vostok 2018 or East 2018. Moscow is giving several signals. First and foremost, they're aimed at the United States, showing them that Russia is capable of staging these kind of massive exercises while it's engaged in wars on two fronts, in eastern Ukraine and in Syria. And Pavel Bayev, a research professor with the Peace Research Institute in Oslo, says that Moscow is also showing China that it calls the shots in the east.
One important part of the signaling is China. Russia wants to show to its strategic partner that its military might is relevant in the Asia-Pacific region. A lot of Russian military preparations were concentrated on the Western theater, while in fact a lot of tensions are in the Asia-Pacific, in the East. So in this regard, when Russia wants to show that it's not completely stuck in places like Syria and Donbass, it needs to prove to China that its military might can be a useful instrument of politics in the East.
At the same time, some 3,000 Chinese military and observers are taking part in these exercises, and analysts have indicated that they are there not just by courtesy invitation, but also to learn from Russian experience on the battlefield in Syria. Remember that between the US, Russia and China, the Chinese army is the only one of the three that does not have experience in war situations, at least not since the Sino-Vietnamese War in 1979. They're also absent from the war in Syria, but says Günther Meyer, director of the Center for Research on the Arab World at the University of Mainz, that may change. He quotes the Chinese ambassador to Syria, who recently said Chinese military may become involved in the conflict.
The Chinese ambassador declared that the Chinese army would be willing to participate in the fight against jihadi groups, either in Idlib or in other parts of Syria. So he is offering special forces or consultants in order to support the fight of the Syrians in Idlib province. It's called the Turkestan Islamic Party. Basically, Uyghurs who have been fighting there since more than 5 years at least, they have been supporting the Islamic State, ISIS, and the Nusra Front, and they are concentrating in the Idlib province. They are a real threat for the Chinese. When these fighters return to China, this is something which the Chinese government doesn't like at all.
Back to the Russian war games, the Vostok 2018. They're ostensibly aimed at the United States and its NATO allies, but at the same time, Moscow invited the Turkish army to take part in the war games, and Turkey is a NATO member. But then again, it doesn't go too well between Turkey and the US at the moment, and between Turkey and the EU. They have their problems too. So according to Pavel Felgenhauer, who is a military analyst with the Moscow-based newspaper Novaya Gazeta, Moscow is trying to get Turkey on its side.
A major strategic goal to pull Turkey out of NATO, because Russia's strategy is centered on the straits, the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles. We took Crimea because to have better control of the straits. And now there's a distinct possibility that Erdogan, with his erratic policies, will run Turkey out of NATO and out of Europe. And for Russia, that's a major goal. That's more important than Syria or anything. To have a friendly regime in Turkey would be seen as a paramount strategic success.
The Vostok 2018 exercises will last 5 days and end on September 15.